Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force Newsburst Live special with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. What is it, 6:25? I always go live at the most random times, don't I? Let me know in the comments what is the most random time I've gone live. There's some absolute beauties. Classics, if you will. I'm just kidding. How's everyone in the chat? Hello, Future Fortress Maximus, Jedi Ben, Kevjul 100, Paisano 777. Hello, everybody. Let me know how you're getting on tonight. Have you had a all right start to the week? It's Tuesday. It's that classic. It's a classic Tuesday, isn't it? Absolute Tuesday, as we say in the UK. choose me. Hello, Chris G. Yeah, you needed some Full Force Joe action. Well, you're going to get some. Gross. Anyway, hope everyone's doing well. We've got a little bit of a listings update to give you today. And basically, we've got a new listing joining the 2025 listings. Stop saying listings. It's basically Pat's favorite ever topic. Yeah, that's right. It's listings. Boom. Ben Joe says, how are we? Hungry for dinner and hungry for codename listings. Good. I've had mine, so I'm just hungry for giving you the information. What? Hello, Wilfredo. Who else have we got in the old chat at the moment? It's a good Tuesday. FedEx just dropped off some vintage carded Sky Patrol and Ninja Force figures for Future Fortress Maximus. That sounds amazing. Which ones did you get? Let me guess. Don't say yet. I'm going to say... vintage carded Sky Patrol. Did you get Drop Zone and Airwave? Just a guess. And Ninja Force, did you get, I'm just going to say, Scarlet and Zartan? Yeah? Yeah. Anyway, throwing it out there. Let me know what they are. I reckon Scarlet, Zartan, Drop Zone, Airwave. They're my guesses. Talib, how you doing? Hello, Danny. Hello, Chris. Chris, Hasbro interview go well? Hasn't happened yet. I know. Yesterday became an absolute mission, so I couldn't actually get the time to do it yesterday. It's being rescheduled. It's happening. Don't worry. It's just we're scrambling for the best opportunity and time, and it's, you know, four people's availabilities at once. Oh, I know. It'll happen. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. And once it is done and recorded, that I will focus on getting it done for the next day. You know how I am with that. I want to get that out immediately. Future Fortress Maximus says, Drop Zone, Airwave, Altitude, Snake Eyes, Bushido, Scarlet, Zartan, Banzai, and Nightcreeper. So I got four of the ones I mentioned, you got. That's not bad. Considering Drop Zone, Airwave, and Altitude were the only Sky Patrol you got, how on earth did I guess two of those? How? And how did I guess Scarlet and Zartan? In what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? And you haven't posted that anywhere. I haven't got like a subconscious memory of you posting on Instagram or something, have I? I bet I've seen them somewhere if you've posted them, and I've probably just seen it and it stayed in my brain. Anyway, doesn't matter. Listings update is what you're here for. I don't work for FedEx, I swear. I have no clue what that is about. Right, let's get on with this, to get on with the show. So 2024, we already, you know, nothing's changed here from the last 65,000 times we've shown this graphic. I've moved Ferret Scout over, by the way, Cobra Ferret and the Scout over. So that is now in green, all nice and done. Check. Someone asked me a question the other day on, and I'm answering it now because I can't be bothered to go to the comments. They said, when would we be likely to see the next four-figure wave? Alpine, Iron Grenadier, Bat, Iron Grenadiers, and the other one. I'm not going to fall for it, though. It's not going to happen. Is there going to be something before Yojo June, or would it be Yojo June? Firstly, we don't know. But if I had to guess, I would assume it's Yojo June lineup. It is a Yojo June lineup. So... that's what I would expect, because it's the next four-figure wave, and there's no way you could do a four-figure wave like, I don't know, next month even, and then the next month, you know, like even if it was done this month, there'd only be a month separating 2 4-figure waves. That would be a bit crazy, I think. I mean, other than last year, which was, again, insanity when it came to figures being pushed out for us. I tend to think that is calming down this year. And it's, we are getting a fair few pre-orders and that, but it's all stuff that we kind of are fully expecting, and they've been kind of, you know, in the works for a long time. So, yeah, at the moment, we're expecting the next 4-figure wave of Alpine, Iron Grenadier, Bat, Iron Grenadiers, and another to be for Yojo June. I can't see it happening before then. What are we saying in the comments? More comments coming in. Because we all know they're going to name drop the IG Bat. Yes, they will, Chris. Of course they will. No, I haven't said anything about it to anyone, says Future Fortress Maximus. So I complete... It was a heritage auction. Maybe you saw the listing. No, unless I've seen that somewhere. But I don't recall that. I just picked them. Do you know why I picked them out? Because Drop Zone was the only Sky Patrol figure I had as a kid. Airwave, I always really liked because he had the same initials as me, Cliff Mewitt. Also the same name as Colonel Courage, which is hilarious. And Airwave's specialty was like audio frequencies and stuff like that. So like it was... He felt like another character that I really kind of connected with, being, you know, a CM myself, Christopher McLeod, and an MC on the music side and a producer. So like that was something that I really kind of like that was the only reason I chose those two. Scarlet and Zartan, because they're the best ones, man. Scarlet is an odd proportion, yes, but she is it's a dope design. I really like Ninja Force Scarlet. And Zartan, phenomenal. I just went with them because they were cool. So it was just an accident, really. Anyway, back to listings again. That's going to happen every now and again, isn't it? As soon as we can just have this conversation during the episode. So anyway, yeah, that 4-figure wave we're expecting for Yojo June. We're also expecting Atlas Deluxe, aka Nemesis Immortal, Rogue Pig, and, you know, I'm not saying it. And then other things. Well, obviously Raptor and Starduster we can happily push into the future. SDCC, that'll be in July, and PulseCon, that'll be in October, right? September, late September, early October. So that'll be when we can expect to see anything of that, or, you know, get the actual reveal. So we know they're kind of safe out there. Marauder's Sarge and the two-pack, the Low Light and Spirit two-pack, which we kind of feel like might be scrappy. I feel like it might be a Pulse exclusive two-pack. It might be scrappy, but we'll see. We'll see as that unravels. But for Sarge, Spirit, and Lowlight, maybe also during that month. Who knows? Yojo June's going to be pretty packed, isn't it? So I would expect the 4-figure wave. I'd expect one of the deluxes, the deluxe at the moment, which is Nemesis Immortal for that period of time. I think Fred Deluxe might be later in the year because, again, we don't really know what they are. We don't know what Fred or Whipsnake's two-pack is. So we kind of are thinking along the lines of they're later in the year. So it's very likely we get the 4-figure wave, we get Nemesis Immortal, we get Road Pig because he's a figure and pet. We get we might get the Sarge in Low Light and Spirit. And then, of course, maybe another HasLab reveal? Yojo June. End of the month, Eben, as Eben's just mentioned just there. Yep. So hello, Eben. How you doing, bud? So Chris, pull your strings and get us an update on the Dragonfly lol. Hydrus, that is my plan for this interview. One of my major plans for the upcoming interview, which will happen, I swear, it's genuinely just a terrible week for me. And just as last week was, actually. But yeah, it's continued into this week. But in any case, my plan is to get them to give us something regarding the Dragonfly, whether that's some figures shown off, or, you know, something anything like that would be really cool. We'll see. We'll see. I don't need a name-only reveal. It would be nice. But, I mean, that would be amazing. I'd be all over a name-only reveal. But we'll see how it goes. Okie dokie. In any case, I'm thinking, the 4-figure wave, Nemesis Immortal maybe is a deluxe. Road Pig as a figure pet, the Sarge, Low Light and Spirit, and then maybe a Haslab thrown in there as well. But then also you've got like a retro wave with Cobra Commander and the two that we're not quite sure of at the moment. And you've got the 60th Rough and Ready. You've got the Marine and the Pilot. So, you know, there's plenty of stuff that I think could be wedged into that Yojo June month, because they did. I mean, they upped the bar last year, and the year prior to that, I personally don't need 20 pre-orders throughout the month of June. I don't need that much stuff. I was happy with the first Yojo June, which was like just a social post every day, which people forget. That's where we were when they first did Yojo June. It was like there was like one event. There was a few things to get stuck into, but for the most part, every day was just a cute social post with like, oh, you know, today is the twins day and here are the twins arguing and tickling each other. I don't know. It was that kind of thing. Like, it wasn't like, oh, pre-order daily, weekly like events. That just wasn't what it was. And last year, everyone was like, so not last year, the year before last, everyone was so angry at Yojo June, like, you know, for not having loads and loads of stuff in it. And I was there like, but what do we really need all that? And then the next year they just had to up it because of all of the crap they were getting from, like, you know, well, that and the fact that there was clearly a need for more classified stuff. I think people just want, you know, it's that insatiable desire, I guess. But like, even so, I kind of, there has to be like a point where you're like, can we chill it out a little bit? And yeah, that's true. It's a win for Hasbro, the classified series at the moment, isn't it? It's a very solid and, you know, exciting brand. Like, I can't argue with that. Nor would I. But yeah, so there you go. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Yojo, and there's going to be plenty of stuff to pre-order that, you know, that's on the horizon. And then there's obviously, you know, I imagine Target, Walmart will probably do stuff. Target will have its Summer Geek out at some stage. I think that's in June or July. Speak for yourself, Chris. I need more figures all the time. Yes, Chaz. I mean, we all do, sort of. But then, like, reality sets in for me sometimes, and it's like, I don't know, just chill for 2 seconds. I'm still catching up. We're angry when it's a slow month. We're angry when our wallets are drained. There is no third bowl of porridge. I like that, Leon. Stanley says, so Bam Bam, if it's the next wave, why hasn't Bam Bam not yet have a name reveal? There's a couple of, well, a couple, the your options are, they haven't done a name only reveal for it because it's a brand new character, or it's a character that's already in the line. So it's another one of the characters that I'm not going to slip up. All right. It's not happening. So I'll leave that for you guys to consider. But yeah, it's not, I mean, again, there's never been a clear 100% batting sort of perfect system. The name only pipeline kind of thing, the renders and all that kind of stuff, that just gives them multiple things to really kind of like get the fans excited about, and also gets ahead of, like, to a degree, gets ahead of leaks, gets ahead of that kind of stuff too. It definitely helps, doesn't it? I mean, it definitely gets ahead of some things like that. But that said, it's not like, sometimes we've had it where we didn't know that a certain figure was coming. Sometimes we didn't know a certain figure was in the four figure wave. Sometimes we didn't know a certain figure was going to be a deluxe. You know, we've got a name reveal, but no listing to kind of apply them to. We've got a leaked image, but not a listing to apply them to. We have a ton of listings that still are unanswered. Then it turns out that this comes out and it's not any of those listings. It's a brand new listing. It's got its own code name, but it just hasn't been known. There's no like all of the name reveals will line up in order to what's coming out necessarily. Now, that seems to have changed a little bit for 2025, but if they're not naming any of these on this screen on 2024, then just because... Oh, gave it away there, didn't I? There's a cheeky new one we've got to talk about. Anyway, let's make that the segue. So there's no reason for them, you know, to like, you know, we don't have all of these here, but we do have them on the left-hand side. And you might notice on the right-hand side, there is a new designation, not new designation, a new code word added to the exclusives of miscellaneous. We believe it's a Pulse exclusive because it's a TT designation. And this also continues the tick kind of continuity with Dinosaur Neil, G1427. All right. Dino Hunter says, it's never on the nose. Can I just say it's never on the nose? The only one that's even, I would even say, is slightly on the nose at the moment is Buttercup for the Sarge. All right. And Jabberjaw for the Dragonfly, because I thought that was hilarious. But for the most part, they never really... I mean, you know, what was it? Dastardly Pet was Mutt and Junkyard, and Muttley Pet is Norgahyde and the Boar. So I know it's Dastardly and Muttley. I get that. And that was probably where they were going for with, you know, Dastardly and, you know, but and Muttley. But I'd have probably made Muttley Pet Mutt and Junkyard. But again, not on the nose. It's always like slightly off or just no way, shape or form connected. So Dinosaur Neil is probably not Dino Hunters. I will say we have no frigging clue what it is, though. Not a sausage on that one. But yeah, there you go. Dinosaur Neil has been added to the listings. That's, you know, so if you've waited 17 minutes for the information, there it is. What else are you saying in the comments before I get to the other thing? What I was saying before was, yeah, in terms of why have we not got a name only reveal for that particular, what the Bam Bam in the other one is, one of two reasons. One, it's a new character and they just haven't gotten around to saying it yet. Or two, it is a recurring character that we've already had. Now, the other thing with that is we have had situations where they have revealed certain characters, I think, a second time, but given it the other I want to say Python Patrol Copperhead was revealed at one point as a name only reveal. I could be wrong about that. Even though we already had, you know, a Copperhead name only reveal sort of floating around, or maybe even Copperhead was out at that point. I don't remember, though. Could you remember that one? Wasn't Wolf Spider just Wolf Spider? No, well, yeah, that one does have an internal code word. But when it came out, it was just Path Wolf Spider Varma, but so was Shadow Tracker. But they do have internal code words. If you're asking me what are those internal code words, I have not sure. Or was it, yeah, Retro Firefly and Firefly. Retro Beachhead and Beachhead was another one. I think we got a name only for Retro Beachhead before we got the render, didn't we? So, yeah, like, so they have done it. They have done it. But the other thing is, when they're throwing Retro in front of it, that might make it worth them revealing as a name only. Whereas another... And that's the other thing. What other version could it be? That could have something to do with it. We didn't get a Desert Snake Eyes reveal, did we? Because we didn't get a Desert Snake Eyes reveal, it was always just the listing and nothing else. And we never knew, never heard, nothing. Didn't have a clue about that one until it leaked. And I think when it leaked, I think it leaked the night before, didn't it? Desert Commando Snake Eyes. Or did it? Was it everything else except Desert Commando Snake Eyes? I'm getting a vague recollection that Desert Commando Snake Eyes didn't leak the night before. I could be wrong about that. And that we were just completely taken by surprise when they revealed it. Am I right? Have I just misremembered that? It's been a rough couple of weeks, so I can't remember anything anymore. Scott says Roadblock confirmed as Bam Bam. No, he ain't. And I can say it's not Roadblock. I'm not going to answer every question, though, that comes in, because you'll be able to work it out eventually. Python Cophead was name revealed at SDCC. Thank you, Ryan. So, yeah, there's another one. I mean, they've done it plenty, haven't they? They have done it plenty of times. Nothing is a surprise anymore. That does feel that way, RKW, doesn't it? It does feel that way, especially when I'm doing episodes like this and kind of ruining it for everyone. But yeah, we found out on the day he was shown. Thank you, Wilfredo. I thought that was the case. So there was one that flew under the radar somehow. I still don't know how that happened because, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that like, so for anyone just joining us, the new listing, the update to the listings for 2025 is Dinosaur Neil. Now, if you kind of go in, what? It's because Dinosaur Neil is a character in The Tick, and The Tick is the designation there for the TT exclusives, which is Pulse and PulseCon affiliated. We usually we seem to well, that's what we understand anyway. We're expecting. We know for a fact that three of them are Pulse exclusives, and for the other ones it was just a matter of like, oh, I guess then the other ones are including Arthur Deluxe, which we are expecting as a PulseCon exclusive. Again, for those that aren't aware, that's what we understand to be the case, and it's a guess about Arthur Deluxe, but it's an educated one based on last year's info with Starduster, which was a MM Daphne Deluxe, and MM was the Pulse and PulseCon designations last year. This year, I should say, because we haven't even finished 2024. I'm in like 2028 right now in my head, and that's where I am. And I'm looking back at this thinking like 2025 was a distant memory. It's not even happened yet. This is the problem with these listings things, isn't it? And this is why I forget pretty much everything, because it is just a big lump of text at the end of the day. And I'm not paying attention. I'm not soaking any of it in. I'm just going info, outro, info, out there, info, output is the word I'm looking for. 2024 is old news, isn't it? And yet we still have red on our screen, which is absolutely disgusting in this day and age. Guys, come on. We should be finding this information. We should be digging it out of shipping manifests and like doing like some like sneaky stealth emissions to like the factories and, you know, the wherever they are. That would be amazing. 2028, the line ends 2025, you reckon, DRKW? We'll see how that pans out. Globulus and his giant, yes, has to be one of the Pulse. Oh, mate, I'd love that, Leon. Not so much your description of it, but yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? Retro Flint needs to be in there. Retro Flint would be kind of cool. As I said before, I really enjoy that Flint, but it's a similar thing for me with the beachhead. I love that beat, the Cobra Island beachhead, but really happy that we've got the retro one coming. The more the merrier for me. Give me 10 beachheads, yo. What else am I missing? Retro Mindbender. A lot of people talking about that. They'd love that. Retro Mindbender would be a good one because, again, that would be like a situation of a lot of people didn't get him somehow and, you know, are still probably waiting, actually, for that elusive pre-order that they put in 17 years ago, whenever it was. Rachel says, Retro Mindbender needs to have a silver Cobra logo on his cape. That would be necessary, wouldn't it, I think? I just remember the complaints about Desert Snake Eyes. The only complaint I have for Desert Snake Eyes, Talib, is the sword was like literally looked like the blooming eclipse. Like it was so bendy. I think the only surprise had been Desert Snake Eyes and the eel. Eel was another surprise, Stanley. But again, we knew about that beforehand. We just didn't say anything. But in terms of Desert Snake Eyes, we knew on the day it was revealed. Eel, we knew a long time in advance, but it was kept very close to everyone's chests, the eel, which was really no, it was good because it's a surprise for people, and it could have been one of the reasons why it was so impactful and successful. Yeah, the fact that it also was a nice, like, Amazon is a pretty good one to get as an exclusive because, you know, everyone's using Amazon all the time. You're kind of like logged into it 24/7 most of the time. And you know that when you order it, you're probably not going to get, you know, the kind of what Walmart or Target treatment. So, you know, that was accessible is my point. The fact there weren't any restrictions on how many you could buy was also one of those things that probably like got a lot of people and were like, oh my God, I can buy as many of these as I want. And they're also, they weren't high end price wise, they were kind of like the low end standard classified price, which was, you know, again, perfect for an army builder like that. Plus, it's cool. Plus, it's dope. Plus, we had it in the like. It's kind of global, the eel as well. Like, you know, everyone sort of had the eel in certain different countries and stuff. There was a lot of different releases for that one back in the day, foreign ones. So yeah, like it kind of catches every. I mean, it's one of the best comic covers of all time in Action Force Weekly issue 2. So yeah, I mean, there you go. Where is Pythona? Says 2020 Dustin. Dustin, don't worry. I don't know. I kind of hope she's in here somewhere. I want to hope she's in this massive mess of red. Or you never know, like in here maybe. She could be a Fred Deluxe, or she could be. Oh, that's pretty much it, isn't it? Anyway, I'd like to think that, you know, it'd be cool if we could get her sooner rather than later. If we're getting Nemesis Immortal, and I don't want to keep talking about the Royal Guards because I'm just going to set everyone up, myself included, for an epic disappointment. The Whip Snakes 2-pack, I still think is going to be that. Oh, it'd be great if it was Royal Guards. But anyway, I think if you're getting Nemesis Immortal, the doors open, don't they? Pretty much. Tripwire and Snowjob were both Deluxe Pulse offerings, though. What do you mean, Jeremy? Are you answering someone else's comment or mine? What was I saying? Oh, Tripwire and Snowjob, were they Pulse exclusive? I don't think they were Pulse exclusive. Were they? If they were, my apologies. But Tripwire and Snowjob, what were theirs? I'm trying to think what their thingies were. It's been a while. This is the problem, isn't it? Like I can't remember half of the new ones, let alone what they were called last year. Chris has lead in red in his ledger. I said lead in my regger, which sounds gross, doesn't it? Wiggum is definitely Cutter. I love Desert Snake Eyes. Same problem with the sword. Yeah, Desert Snake Eyes didn't come with any cherries. True. I still will hold out for a Snake Eyes that will end up being Dawn at some point. Yeah, that would be cool, actually, Carl. That would be really cool. I'm just looking at what I can't even remember what they were. Arthur Deluxe Pulse Exclusive and Trip and Snow are Pulse Exclusive Deluxe. Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. I get what you got it. Got it. You're poking a hole in my thought process of Arthur being the, yeah, I get it, the PulseCon exclusive. Right, my bad, mate. I see what you're saying. I'm also trying to work figure out what their designations were, because they were prior to the MM designation. So had they come out when they were doing MM designations, they would have been MM designations. As it were, they were PHL designations, which at the time I believe were Pulse exclusive. So Deluxe Tripwire, PHL Alcott. Can't believe I forgot that. Well, I can because it's so long ago now. And Snow Jeezy. What's Snow Job? Where are you, Snowy? Where are you, Snowy? He was also out of the MM designation blast radius. I can't even find him. He's here somewhere. My terrible, like, yeah, I can't show you that because there's stuff on it that's red that shouldn't be shown. I can't remember what is the. Someone will let me know in the comments, I'm sure. Oh, Once a Man, Cobra Commander is the one I was trying to think of. Actually, 2020 Dustin, Dustin, don't worry, because that again with Nemesis Immortal coming, Cobra Commander obviously does open that door and continue. He holds it open, doesn't he? PHL Joyce, thank you, Ed. Much appreciated. He was a PHL, wasn't he? I still can't find him on here. He's definitely on here somewhere. I have not updated this either because, I mean, this is the old listings, and I've moved on to doing the graphics now. But like, I genuinely thought I'd at least keep up with this, but no. I mean, like, if I hide the red text. Yeah, I'll just do that. Like, for example, this is how I wrote it back in the day. Just like month listings, just like written out like that. It's not even like in a, it's not even like a spreadsheet or anything. Anywho, yeah, you won't see it. That's an old bunch of listings anyway. You're not going to see anything fancy on it. Yeah, Tripwire was PHL Alcott. Yeah, he was. So the fact that they were PHLs, different designations, it's a different time. It's a different time, different place. So that's what I'm basing this TT theory. Well, it's not really, because we know that a lot of the TT designations are Pulse exclusive for sure. But we don't know if all of them are, but it would be weird if they were doing something, you know, if they were doing the same designation meant different things, which I know HB sort of did last year, but that was for Target, Walmart, Amazon. That makes sense. For TT, for MMTT, that was just Pulse or PulseCon. So, you know, that I definitely think there is a pattern not to be ignored there, is what I'm saying. So Jose says, a lot of people at SDCC saw the Dragonfly in person and the Hiss and didn't have chance to order them. They need to let the HasLab run through SDCC instead of ending it days before. That's a good point, actually, because you probably would get a lot of people jumping on seeing it in person. That said, it's up long enough to make a decision, in my opinion. If you're umming and erring about it, like looking at it, there are going to be doubts. Like I feel like, yeah, if you see it in hand, it might kind of tip you over the edge. But I don't know if it's like, you know, going to be that big a deal. Plus, they don't care. They've just literally blown through two massive HasLab events, like just absolutely steamed through them. Classified steamroller confirmed. they're not like looking at it going, oh, we should probably keep it open for SDCC just to get a few more in. They don't. I mean, they're happy with what they've done. And I mean, they'd always want more, definitely. But I think also a lot of people, just to kind of counter what you're saying, not to disagree with you completely, Jose, because I do believe that, yes, if people saw it in hand at SDCC, a lot of people, they might be convinced to jump on, right? But at the same time, I think a lot of people that went to SDCC already had it, you know, ordered and everything as well. So unless you see the actual numbers on that, it would be difficult to make a kind of, you know, an anecdotal sort of data acquiring sort of situation. You know, it's a little bit like, you know, there's a feeling rather than a, do you know what I mean? Like an actual like listed data that would give you the numbers on that one. But no, I think you're right. I think the more people see it in hand, the more chance they have of, like, if they're on the fence, they're going to go with it. Or even there might be people, this is the thing, it's only going to be a few people. And I don't understand this either, because it's not the way I operate. And therefore it's hard to understand how other people do it. But not being involved online at all, or very minimal, you know, not like watching stuff or getting involved in stuff, or, you know, interacting with other fans and stuff like that. Like, I get it. Not everyone wants to be doing that. A lot of people just want to enjoy the hobby in their own way, in the quiet of their own home, without me yelling at them about Dinosaur Neil or Smithers or Retro Pinky. So like, I totally understand that. But, you know, there might be some people that just aren't aware that there's a thing happening. But it's difficult now to avoid it, isn't it? Like, it's difficult to not at least have some bit of information find its way to you in order to try and drag you into this marketing black hole, pull you into this, like, you know, dragging you ever closer, no light can escape sort of situation, where you end up, like, having to get every single freaking classified figure there is. And all of the massive vehicles now. Anyway, yes. No, so I don't want to shoot that comment down completely, Jose, because I think you're right. I think I'm not sure how much Hasbro really would need it. You know, they have extended some, haven't they, in the past? I'm sure one got extended, didn't it? Was it Unicron? Did Unicron get an extension? I want to say it did, but I can't remember now. But anywho. Yeah, they need. So, yeah, that's what you're saying. Cool. Funny how one got the DLX designation and the other didn't, but they're both deluxe releases, says Ed. What, Tripwire and Snowdrop? I think I have the listing with DLX on it, actually, dude. I just think it wasn't... I don't think it was necessarily broadcast, if you know what I mean. But no, the listing I have, I think, has DLX on it. I might, you know, I might also have not put it on there when talking about it, whenever we talked about it as well. That's another thing. We do have a few, sometimes we get a few listings that aren't complete. Like they don't have all the information. It's just the code word. Or it's sometimes there's no code word at all. And therefore you don't know what it's going to be because it's like G-I-J-C-S, I don't know, for example, Xandar. And you wouldn't know that it was Homer. Or actually another one, like let's say it would be, let's say I think we had one. Yeah, Muttley Pet. So G-I-J-C-S Norgahyde with pork by Oboe. And nothing else. So it was like, well, obviously it's Norgahyde and a pet. That's easy because it's explaining that he's with somebody and it makes, obviously, that's going to be a figure and pet set. But we didn't have the Muttley Pet element of it. That was late. That was after the fact. That was a combination of cross-referencing numbers. There was another one as well that doesn't spring to mind right away that we had the information on, but we didn't know because the listing... We didn't have the code word, which the code word usually has the DLX element in it. So that was another thing. Anyway, fun times. Yeah. But anyway, I'm pretty sure the Snowjob code word we have has DLX in it, as does Olcott, as does Tripwire. Right, let me try and catch up with these comments. Sorry, it's been a lot. Jeremy's just written a little arrow above to Ed, but I think that's got, yeah, about the DLX thing. There you go, guys. I'll show you the as soon as I find it, I'll show you it. I'm really hoping they make more Cobra Lar characters, even some female Royal Guard, even if we've never seen any in the animated movie, says Wilfredo. Same. I'd love to see a two-pack of Royal Guards, male and female. That would be freaking awesome. One of these TTs has to be Marauder's Mutton Junkyard, says Ed. Well, it could be, couldn't it? Because if we're expecting like Low Light and Spirit to be an MM designation, a Pulse exclusive, yeah, there's nothing to say that we can't see that elsewhere. The other thing would be with the two pack scenario. Do you think they might be going to that for Marauders just to kind of finish the team out? Because I wonder if like they would do a Mutton Junkyard release again, just as a figure pair, or if they would do what they did with Spirit and Low Light, because Spirit has an animal too, and just do a two pack. But I know that would be mental because you would, you know, like as in the, him, the dog, and like another Marauder or something. Maybe like a Cover Girl or something. That would be freaking awesome, wouldn't it? But like, I wonder if they do something like that, or if we just get a straight up figure pet release sort of thing as Marauders. But they, yeah, that could be a Pulse exclusive. There's nothing to say that wouldn't be, that actually probably would work, wouldn't it, Ed, actually come to think of it. HasLab have a lot more than Joe. Wasn't Star Wars Ghost running at SDCC? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's another thing, isn't it? Yeah, they probably thought, well, let's get that into people's hands, and that probably did have a good effect at SDCC. The problem is you can't have like, that's the thing with Hasbro. They can't have all of their... this is actually a really good point. If I'm looking at it from a business point of view, and I've got SDCC coming, and I've got Yojo June, like, you know, whatever, and the campaign, and for whatever reason, it finishes before SDCC, right? You're also going to be running other things. And if, for example, you know that that's a lock, like the classified is going to be fine, we don't need that extra push, but maybe another HasLab might, or we just want to make sure, that might be something going through their minds. It might have been going through their mind at that point as well. Also, like the Hiss Tank, when was that revealed? Was it? It wasn't Yojo June, was it? It must have been right, because the Sky Striker was like, I can't even remember. Were the Sky Striker and the Hiss Tank in the same year? Stupid question. I've completely forgotten. Or was it? I feel like the Hiss Tank HasLab happened that summer following, and I can't remember. I don't. No information stays in my head. It's crazy. Everything, anything G.I. Joe I'm buying, HasLab's all of it, says Mr. Cheeseburger. Sorted. Dinosaur Neil is once again Man Coco. I'm calling it now. Once a man. Got it, Danny. Chris, would Hasbro make the mutant zombified Cobra troops from the current Hama a real American hero comics? I don't know. Honestly, any of the zombie stuff is really cool. I want them just to do a zombie Viper as is. And I think that would be really cool to kind of go with the whole Night Force theme that they've got going on at the moment. But yeah, I think zombie Vipers would be really dope to do in that kind of style. And then obviously the current Real American Hero zombies are pretty dope as well. So, I mean, I could see it happening eventually. 2024 G.I. Joe HasLab will be going on during SDCC if it opens up end of June instead of beginning. That's a good point, Eben. Yeah, I suppose it depends when they reveal that, but I would imagine it would be like the last thing they reveal at Yojo June. Dinosaur Neil is Dino Hunter's low light, obviously, Jeremy. Serpentor Khan in Classified could be a way to re-release the figure sans chariot. It's a good shout, Ed. Although you'd have to I would just Serpentor Khan up the chariot as well. Yeah, it would still require, well, what would it require? Just a head sculpt? That's about it, isn't it, really? But yeah, that would be kind of cool. Zombie Serpentor Khan, it would even be kind of cool as well, because that is a pretty messed up looking figure. If Hasbro did Marvel Zombies, I don't see Joe Zombies off the table. Good point, Rachel. Have you heard of our savior Dinosaur Neil? Dope idea for Serpentor Khan. Now it's on my wish list. Brilliant. Kind of ruining people's expectations on a daily basis here at the Full Force. Yes, Unicron did get an extension. Thank you, Future Fortress Maximus. I thought I wasn't making that up. Once a Man Cobra Commander provides the arm tooling needed for Globulus, since Globulus has a reptilian arm. That's a good shout. That is a really good shout. 2020 Dustin, don't worry. Yeah, Unicron got extended. Yes, it did, but it was second HasLab ever. Oh yeah, I'm not bagging on it. I have a Unicron. I was very excited for the Unicron when it was released and everything, but yeah, I just had a feeling that it had been extended. I will be severely disappointed if the 2025 Pulse exclusives don't include the Deadly Bulb, easily my favorite Tick villain. That's a good point, Ed. There's still, I mean, how many more TTs? How many more Pulse exclusives can they honestly squeeze into this listing? Honestly, if TT is Pulse exclusive, yeah, well, which it obviously clearly is, then wow, like, come on, bring it on. I hate that Unicron is a floppy mess now. I never transformed it. I only kept it in planet mode. I just think it looks awesome in planet mode. So I just have it. I had it on display. When we moved, it's in a block box again now. It's in its own box, obviously, because you need that if you're going to move anywhere. Or you all just get into Unicron and fly over to the place you're moving to. That's the other that's the other option. I think Cookie Monster HasLab was up a few days before Unicron. It was. Don't remind me of Cookie Monster HasLab, because that's sad that it didn't make it. What about Serpentor, my favorite things figure set? Amazing. With like, the Battle Android Trooper with the picture. Was it Genghis Khan on it or something? I can't remember who was on that picture now. Every time he walks past something, his face changes. Amazing stuff. That's going to be Super 7 territory, I reckon. Fred Deluxe's Globulus, says Danny. I like that thought process. Rest in peace, Rancor and Cookie Monster. I know, Carl. I was really sad for the Rancor, actually, as well. I thought that was pretty cool, but it just wasn't buzzing people's berries, was it? I still think not putting the Rancor Keeper in from day one. I mean, that just, and obviously it was one of those things where it's, oh, and the Rancor Keeper is going to come with it. And it was like, yeah, but you're only saying that because, you know, it hasn't done well, and that was something that should have been definitely included, including like renders and all that kind of stuff, just so we could see it and be like, oh yeah, let's do it. But I was a bit sad that didn't make it, and I'm surprised it didn't make it as well, because I thought I mean, I've been to Star Wars conventions. I've been to Celebration in London, and I went with Nick and the team at In Demand Toys, and they set up a hu they had a huge setup. It was massive. It was a kind of like store, like a roof with like, not just like a normal kind of booth, like a little table and what have you. It was a proper, and he had two segments. So if you imagine when they have those big kind of square things at cons, those big square kind of store setups, he had half of that for In Demand Toys, and it was like bigger than his shop at the time. And I remember just like it was just nuts. And it had we six of us were manning it, and we got hammered, absolutely hammered, from minute minus one to like friggin' was it Sunday night, whenever it was that we were like trying to desperately pack up. It was insanity, absolute insanity. And people were buying everything, absolutely everything. Like, nothing was left, basically. Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration. There were like, it was very little left. It was incredible. We took a huge, like, big old U-Haul truck down there full of stock. And left him, and it was like, well, it's just one box rattling around the back, shifting around the back. It was nuts. Anyway, didn't we decide that Marauder's Mutt will come with a different dog than Junkyard, says Scott. Oh, that'd be funny, considering we've got like Neol for Spirit. Yeah, that would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? What would you call it? What would you call a like Junkyard that was like, I don't know. Let's again, for argument's sake, the grey mutt, the grey junkyard that you got with the UK version. What would you call him? I wanted the GR. Oh yeah, the Ghost Rider car. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that hasn't quite made it, which is, again, surprises me. It does. I genuinely did think, and this might have been part of the problem, was that those things were always going to just sell no matter what. Marvel, Star Wars, what have you. Just no problem. And it's really interesting that has kind of stopped to a degree. Like, it's not, set in stone. And obviously, like, a lot of the I think with Marvel Legends, it's like they just want action figures most of the time, don't they? That seems to be like what most of the Marvel Legends fan base really enjoys. And I would also count myself to a much more casual degree as someone that I have collected Marvel Legends in the past. And there's one up here on my shelf. There's a Shang-Chi. So, I've definitely done that as well. Not to the level that the fans who are getting HasLabs are going to be doing it, but I think there is definitely a bigger thirst for like more figures. And I think when you can do a big figure like Giant Man and Galactus and Sentinels and all that kind of stuff. That kind of makes sense. And then they also come with other figures that you're not going to get elsewhere. So it's like, I see the pull of that. And I know the same could be said of the car and so and what have you. But like, it might have been like, well, we don't need the car. I just want all the figures. And if we don't, if it doesn't make it, they'll probably bring the figures out anyway. Do you know, there's probably a feeling of that going on too. His was June as well. Thank you, Scott. 6 months earlier, Sky Striker. Yeah, but was it late in the year, or was it early in the same year as His Tank? So was it like, so His Tank, let's in the summer, was the HasLab Sky Striker. I thought the HasLab Sky Striker was like at the beginning of the year for some reason, and then like, but I'm obviously wrong. Was it December or January? But was it in the same year, is what I'm getting at. Did we talk compendium yet, Diane? No, we haven't, Diane. I mean, we've already reported on the compendium news, and I've shared it, but no, we're talking listings at the moment. In terms of the compendium, no other, I mean, other than the I suppose the cover has been released, but it's 1 to 50 in it, basically. But we kind of already knew that, I think. But yeah, awesome stuff. The cover's out there. We've shared it on the socials. Probably talk about it on the weekly. But yeah. So that's all the talk I've done about it, Diana. Sorry. Sky Striker was before Christmas. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that. Probably contractual that Marvel or Star Wars HasLab at SDCC could be. Star Wars TVC HasLab is revealed May 4th. That makes sense. Skystrike ended early December 2021. His was following full. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that now. Chris, I can't wait to get my tactical battle platform and headquarters. They come in May, classified scale. Wow. Is that like a 3D print kind of scenario? Custom job. That's nuts. That's nuts. Classified scale tactical battle platform. That actually sounds right up my strasse, to be honest. Headquarters, I know you said as well, but like still, the tactical battle platform is possibly my favorite of the play sets. Oh, I bloody love it. And it's only little, the original. It's actually quite small. It's weirdly small. It's like, how do they fit all this stuff? It's like the TARDIS. How have you got a computer room, a helipad, two weapons, segments, an entire extendable bridge and extendable legs, and yet be this tiny? It's great, though. I love it. I just went in for two. The generals from Operation Monster Force may grab a couple zombie troopers for zombie cobras. That'd be cool, Scott. Yeah. June 2022 for his. Thank you, White. I still want a dreadnought bat with mishmash parts and a random chess piece where it dispenses choco donuts and grape soda. Genius, Carl. Marvel has 4 zombie figures at the moment. Oh, that's neat. Because that's the what if situation, right? I quite enjoyed that series. I quite enjoyed that. Ramen toy van. I'm suggesting a Coles of the tour van colorway. That would be nice, actually, Stanley. I like the sound of that. Can we just get 6-inch super articulated, the tick line? that's all anyone cares about now, Scott, clearly. Cookie Monster G.I. Joe collab. It's the only way it's gonna fund. Very sad that HCC 788 is retiring from the Joe community. He would be great. I didn't know this. When did he say? Has he posted something today? I'm gonna have to reach out to him. I didn't realize he was doing that. That is sad. Oh, I like it. I like HCC 788. Shout out to HCC 788. Really sad to hear that you're retiring from the Joe community. So are you collecting it anymore? Or are you just dropping out of the online sort of make videos content sort of business? Oh, that's sad, man. Shout out to HCC. Are G.I. Joe reaction figures finished? Don't think so, Swindle. There's definitely not going to be as many as there were. I think O-Ring's probably going to take over for the most part, but they'll still do exclusives and they'll still do releases through. I think Brian mentioned other distribution partners. So they'll probably still do it, but probably just not at the same volume. Although, to be honest, though, I could see it going the way of, it looks like we're not going to get reaction anymore eventually. I could see that happening. But as it stands, that's not the consent. That's not what's been said. But you never know. Like, you have to wait for the kind of, I suppose you have to wait for the kind of, like, the proofs in the pudding in it. So, like, if we see that the O-ring is doing much, much better and reaction is affected by that, even in its smaller amounts, then they might just scrap it. So, yeah. It could be one of those things. It's probably a wait and see sort of scenario, but the official information is that it's going to be fewer releases and not necessarily, and basically, Target, Walmart, all those kind of places, that's going to be O-ring now instead of where they usually have reaction. Okay. Rancor should have included Malakili, the keeper, Ula, the dancer, and Luke. That would have been a winning set. Totally, Ed. Totally. Oh, we're talking about Rancor now. Am I that far behind in comments? I am. I'm sorry. 93%. I know. It was so close, actually, Stanley. Oh, he doesn't have the passion anymore, he said. That sucks. I know. You should be satisfied with it. He's been in the game for 10 years. It's a solid run. Yeah, but at the same time, it's still sad because I do enjoy his videos. And, he was well in the game. He was deep in the game by the time I turned up and started doing this stuff. So yeah, like definitely a trailblazer, pathfinder. Just G.I. Joe reference. Yeah, he was definitely the one that blazed a trail. I was trying to think of some more G.I. Joe references, but I can't. No, but he definitely did. And it's sad to hear that he's lost his passion for it. I mean, I've probably lost my passion for this. But I'm just going to brute force my... Everyone's like, no, you should retire, mate. Chris, you should retire. HCC should come back. Off your pop. I get it. Should Leatherneck be on a standard body, an outback body, an R&R body, or a gung-ho body, says Tony's Figs. Good question. I see Leatherneck as quite hench because I see Leatherneck from the Sunbow cartoon, and he was always like huge, and he was always the same size as Gung-ho and Roadblock and those guys. And Wetsuit, even though he wasn't tiny either, they were all kind of similar sizes, weren't they? But Leatherneck does strike me as definitely someone that should be hench. And I love the figure that he got in the modern 4-inch, like towards the end, like the 50th maybe. But like, I could see him being on the same size as Gung-ho and Roadblock. And I think that would be really cool. Plus I expect the Saw Viper. I'd like the Saw Viper to be hench. Saw Viper and Leatherneck. Xandar and Daltone can be a little smaller, like leaner, more kind of nimble, quick and nimble when you hear her cymbal in a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. You know what I'm talking about. So I would say that I could see Saw Viper and Leatherneck as being hench dudes and Daltone and Xandar being on smaller kind of bodies. Same with Blowtorch and Frag Viper, kind of smaller body kind of characters. Well, not smaller, but you know, like you're kind of average, I'd say. Black Series and Marvel Legends fans have hate-based relationships with their lines they claim to be fans of. I've seen that everywhere. I mean, the Classified series has got its haters as fans. I mean, I don't get it, but it's fine. Marvel was smart to reveal the Classic Wasp just before the end of the Giant Man campaign. If figures weren't going to come as tiers, at least let collectors know that related figures are en route. I need Classified Ketchup and Mustard as Dragonfly companion set. I like that, Leon. I like that a lot. So I'm just going to have to spit. Sorry, I can't get to everyone's comments. I'm really sorry. Chris, he said if I like the product of the headquarters, he would be willing to do the two big ones, Terradrome and Defiant, in Classified scale. What? I've seen a Blimmin'. Actually, I might have seen the Terradrome in Classified scale, and I've seen the Rolling Thunder, which is phenomenal. But Defiant, I mean, you mean a house, really, don't you, for that? He posted a video yesterday, quite sad, he fell out of love with it. HCC, that sucks. I'm gonna reach out to him, definitely. Tip of the hat to HCC 788, been a fan for a long time, says Ionic Blood 666. Yeah, same. Leon says outback body for me for Leatherneck. Fair enough. Currently using my version 1 Gung Ho as a Leatherneck stand-in. That's a good idea. I want Saw Viper on Boa Buck, Chris G. Yeah, that kind of size is pretty good. Yeah, I'll give you Ice Ice Baby. Don't you dare do Ninja Rap, says Rudy ZC. go Ninja. I'll stop. Don't get me started on Star Wars TVC collection. I won't, Ionic Blood. I'll stop you there. Big Boa wasn't hench enough. They put a standard torso with really long legs to make him more imposing. It looks a bit odd. I haven't got that vibe, Leon, but no, I see what you're saying, but I definitely don't feel that it's, I think that Big Boa looks pretty cool, honestly. Never ketchup and mustard. I demand lemon and lime. Okay, Jeremy. Okay. Anyway, that is the leaked listings news for you guys today. Dinosaur Neil is the new TT aka Pulse exclusive listing that we have been sent. I want a sci-fi version 1 so bad, and Airtight 2, says Zombie KLR 13. Oh, sci-fi would be sweet. Armor Cobra Commander as well, definitely. You think Armor Cobra Commander is Fred Deluxe, David? Got it. Do you think we will get another chance on the Tiger Force Roadblock and Tripwire? Yes. I assume we will. Who knows? Scott says, leak listing news and tangents. True. Airtight is a must for 2025. Agreed. What's up, Zazzle? What's up, Stygian? We were just finishing, so good to have you on, but we're just bringing it to a close. We'll do one last element of things, and it's the usuals. Yeah, we're going through the usuals. Any remaining Selfie Series fans out there? Because I don't know. I still think planned and canned with these listings. That's all I'm going to say. I say it every single time. I don't necessarily think this is a relaunch of the Selfie Series. I think these were old ones that they just decided against eventually, you know, by scrapping the whole thing. Who knows, though? It might come back. It might be the launching pad for the next phase of series, Selfie Series. I don't know. Hopefully we'll find out soon. Maybe we'll find out Yojo June. Maybe that'll be when it all gets revealed or doesn't. In which case, if this gets to Yojo June and we're still talking about these random Selfie Series listings, I think we can probably safely say that it's probably not going to happen. But anyway, maybe they've improved the process, Diana. It's possible. I mean, I would imagine they, because they were doing it with the 2.0, weren't they? But I think they did a few new things with 2.0, the kind of like specific, and those figure stands, I kind of wish I'd got in on those when they did those kind of fancy figure stands. But that was for like, was that for SDCC, I want to say? It was something, wasn't it? It was some sort of special event at that period, through that period. But when they did the 2.0, we got new haircuts, we got all that kind of stuff. But I do think there needs to be, yeah, they need to kind of be kind of making a few more improvements, especially with the tech. And if they have done, phenomenal. Get on it. We'll try it again. Falcon needs a corrected retro figure. He just needs a corrected figure, in my opinion, Rachel. But yeah, retro would be great, wouldn't it? I need Dreadnought Bat so bad. A Dreadnought Bat would be wicked, Stygian. Crimson Cobra Commander says, my channel just started this week. If anyone interested in my reviews on vehicles and figures, awesome. Thank you very much for letting us know. And if anyone is interested, yeah, check out Crimson Cobra Commander on YouTube. Selfie Say, a new safety series. I can't even read, Scott, sorry. HCC788 will be back once Super 7 start releasing never made before O-ring figures. He probably just needs a break. I hope that's the case, actually, Andrew. Yeah, that would be... I mean, everyone does. I do. But I also feel like the compelling feeling of you know, bringing you up to the second, up to the week, up to the month news. I don't know. I do... enjoy this and I enjoy these episodes, but sometimes I just want to be like, I'm gonna go to sleep for like 3 weeks. Will Dragonfly have any supplemental adjacent sets like Hiss, Stanley? I don't see why not. I could imagine some of the figures that we might see in the future might come with stuff like that. The fact that we've got like a ton of 2025 Pulse exclusives by the looks of things, we've got other exclusives on the horizon, but specifically Pulse exclusives makes me think, yeah, we might be getting some Dragonfly related content to go along with it. No Selfie Series outside US, so I'm not bothered if it doesn't start again, says Scott. Well, if it starts again and they do it on a bigger scale, maybe that's why they're kind of winding it back to kind of relaunch it. Oh, he's selling most of his collection as well. Wow. I need to reach out. I'll probably reach out to him and be like, I'm sorry, mate, I'm out of the community. I can't talk to you anymore. I'll be like, oh, okay. Oh, that's a shame. I'm definitely going to speak to him after this. He is a great dude, HCC. He's a really nice dude. I've met him a number of times. Really, like I said, really enjoy his content. Really feel for him. And yeah, that sucks. Oh, well. The internet owns you now, Chris. You will dance for your masters. True. I've been dancing for Pete for my masters for my entire life. Dreadnoughts are the motorcycle gang and they have been absent their own cannon fodder mooks. Classified must rectify, lol. Yeah. I think like, you know, you could do like a Dreadnought Chaos and that could be like almost a, I know it's like a character, but it could almost be a blooming troop builder for the Dreadnoughts. So could Stormrider to a degree. Although, again, I know that they're characters in their own right, but they've had so little development. You know, even like the... I'm not saying... Yeah, but basically the ones with masks on. yeah, cool. All right. That's that for the selfie series. Name only reveals, that's what we have officially right now. It's a lot, isn't it? So I think a lot of renders might be being shown off during the month of June. But that does line up nicely, doesn't it? It makes a lot of sense. I could expect Leatherneck, Xandar, Saw Viper, Frag Viper, Blowtorch. I imagine those specifically probably we won't see yet. Dialtone as well. But I think we will maybe see like... we'll see Alpine in general, won't we? Maybe we will see renders for those. Who knows? Who knows? Suka, yeah, Kangor. Kangor. They definitely could do a repaint of Big Boa and just give him a kangaroo figure pet. Done. Done. He's still going to Joe Fest. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Unfortunately, I'm not going to Joe Fest this year. And it's my bad on that one. I didn't think about the date and I've ended up like my parents are coming to visit. So they're coming over that time period, but I will definitely 100% try to do Assembly Required this year. And then next year, 100% I'm going to do, Joe Fest. But for those thinking that I might go, or I was saying that I was definitely like thinking about it, that's not happening for sure this year. My apologies. You'll have to cancel Joe Fest and start again. I'm just kidding. No one gives a crap anyway. Chris, can you please start the stream over? I came in late. No. No. Do you think we will get Iron Grenadier this year? Yes. 100%. Yeah, it will be the next four-figure wave. So Yojo June, very likely, to answer your question there. Crimson Cobra Commander. Still don't understand a motorcycle gang without motorcycles. That is a very good point. We do need motorcycles for the Dreadnoughts, as in proper ones. I don't know how that's going to happen. Maybe with the same Dreadnoughts again. I don't know. But like, I don't know why that wasn't... I don't know, maybe a budgetary thing, maybe like just the line plan, looking at it, like maybe we have to kind of do it a certain way. People want the Dreadnoughts, we'll have to give them the Dreadnoughts, but maybe we can, I don't know. That's something I definitely want to, I would love to like pick their brains about that particular decision. Cause I kind of feel like if you're going to do vehicles for a 6-inch line, motorcycles are like, that's what you do. Dinosaur Neil is the big reveal today. Absolutely. When is the next wave? Probably Yojo June. There's a couple decent motorcycles in Marvel Legends. There are, but yeah, maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking you supplement it from other lines. Maybe it's like to incentivize Marvel Legends purchases as well. Get you buying two lines after that. Could be. Anyway, have a cycle that can be normal and have parts to make it into a Doom cycle. I'd release like a number of them. I'd have them have different motorcycles because that would be wicked, wouldn't it? Like sharing parts, but different in some way on each motorcycle. That would be so cool. And then have like Torch, Buzzer, Ripper. That would be so cool. Although I do feel like Monkey Wrench needs to happen. And you could do Monkey Wrench with it. Well, you could, couldn't you? Do Monkey Wrench with a motorcycle? I don't know. We'll see what they do. I honestly do think we need motorcycles though at some stage. Will it happen? I don't know. Will they answer that question on an interview? No, of course they won't. Anyway. That's what we have for name only reveals. I've also been doing Let's Talk Classified episodes, and I am down to Blowtorch, Road Pig, and Once a Man Cobra Commander. So we're getting there. I did Dialtone, yeah. Did Dialtone, did Frag Viper. It's Blowtorch next, then it's Road Pig, then it's Once a Man Cobra Commander. All right, then. Then digital renders, I'm hoping to get a little exclusive about the Dragonfly figures with an interview. If not, I don't mind, as long as I get to see what these blooming figures look like, because I am desperate to see these bad boys and girls. They look amazing. Yeah, so that's the digital renders so far. And unofficial leaks, we're still in the same boat, aren't we? Same, nothing new. Everything pretty much standard issue. I'm not even going to go over them because we've gone over them like a million times. And that's pretty much it. Right then. I am gonna transition, and we'll bring this episode to a nice conclusion. Jean. Right, thank you for joining me on this Newsburst live episode. Again, this was just to update on a brand new listing that we found for TT Dinosaur Neil. Amazing. I will be back probably this week. I've got so much that I need to do. I'm going to be doing an interview with Brian Hickey as well. We're going to be talking about the Battle Action Force stuff as well, which is very exciting. So hopefully we'll do that. We'll probably do that as a live. I just don't know when we're going to do that yet. We've got to kind of work out our availability. As soon as we get that sorted, we'll go live and do that. I've got the graphics ready at least. So yeah, Brian and I will be doing that hopefully this week. We'll see how it pans out. And of course, the Hasbro interview is happening. It just doesn't, I don't know when it'll happen. We'll get it edited, we'll get it all nice and glitzy and sexy, and then I'll put it out and we can get some fun stuff with the old Hasbro team. The old Hasbro, that sounds really disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? The good old Hasbro team. Anyway, oh, breaking Transformers news. They're saying reporting John Warden has rejoined the brand team. Interesting. That's cool. Have they reported on the fact that he's leaving any of the others, or is he just taking on more? Because that does sound like what John would do, actually. Anyway, that's nice to know at this breaking moment. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm sure we'll probably talk about it on the weekly, or if it's big enough news, maybe tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll get stuck into that another time. Anyway, have a great rest of your Tuesday evening or day or whatever the heck it is in your part of the world. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. One, two, three. Full force. See ya. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.